let's talk about the earliest Christian understanding of heaven, as Christianity was a breakoff sect from Judaism. And so what was different about the early Christian perceptions of heaven that made them either consistent with or inconsistent with the Jewish tradition of heaven at the time of the first century?
Well, by the time of the birth of Jesus, scholars agree that heaven was a pretty normative idea. That is, most people had some idea that they would go to live with God after they died and at the end of the world, more importantly. And even more important than that was that most people believed, or many, many people believed, that the end of the world was coming soon. And there's a lot of evidence that Jesus, in fact, believed that. That when he said, you know, the kingdom of God is near, the kingdom of God is now, what he meant was the world is going to end, and the kingdom of God, this thing that Jews call Olam Haba, the next world, is coming now, is coming soon. This is not some abstract idea. This is the sky is falling. And so if you believe that the end is coming soon, the importance of righteousness, which is a Jewish idea, becomes even more dramatic. And so for the scholars who believe that Jesus was an apocalyptic teacher, you know, they say that the fervor that surrounded him was an apocalyptic fervor. He said, I am the way, and if you follow me, you will get to heaven, P.S., because the end is coming soon. So this is what drew many of his followers to him at the beginning. And then what happened was, of course, the world didn't end.
Right.
And people had to figure out what Jesus meant when he said, the kingdom is near, the kingdom is now, if he didn't mean the world is going to end any minute. And so there grew this big debate that continues in Christianity today, which is, you know, is the end of the world soon? Or is this idea about the kingdom of God, that is heaven, something more about believers on earth? And the community of believers on earth, and the goodness, the righteousness that believers on earth create among themselves because Jesus came to make earth as much as possible like heaven.
Right.
And, you know, you can see this divide in Christianity right now, right this minute, where progressive believers tend to say, you know, we're not talking about the end of the world. I know the Bible says and the tradition says the end of the world is going to come and we're all going to get new bodies in the end. But our concern, and this is parallel to sort of what we were talking about the Jewish idea, our concern is living in this earth as much like God wants us to be as possible. And in that, creating a kind of heaven, heavenly communities, social justice, you know, utopian communities. I mean, this has been going on for a really long time. And then there are those, and I wrote a story about this for Newsweek just 2 days ago, who believe that still believe that the end of the world is coming soon. And, you know, there are Christians who are looking at the oil spill right now in the Gulf and saying, see, another sign.
Right.
That the apocalypse is upon us. They look to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. It has all of these terrible things that happen to earth, this cosmic battle before the end. And so these fundamentalist Christians look to current events and say, see, you know, Katrina, the earthquake in Haiti, the oil spill, all of these are signs that, as Jesus said, the end is near, and we will soon be in this next place.
Yeah, you know, but why New Orleans? You know, what was it? What was so? I mean, and I remember this conversation came up after Katrina. Aha, this fulfills, you know, the another of
biblical
the
prophecy.
Right. And here we go. And it's like, and then, oh, okay, no, now this one is the one that's going to get. And I think, okay, God isn't just as he's not as good as he used to be, that he can't smote a city the first try. He's going to take two or three. And I'm the God I believe in. So,
right.
So then if you had to paint a picture of what the early Christians perceived as being the paradise that would be in heaven, what did it look like?
Well, the book of Revelation, which is, as I say, the last book of the Bible and a very controversial book at that, Luther, when he translated his Bible, didn't really want to include Revelation. He thought it wasn't really worthy. He did include it in the end, but he thought it was a little, you know, crazy. It's this very vivid description of a trip to heaven and a vision of things that are going to unfold before the earth is transformed into paradise, basically. But what it has is all of these images that have come down to us through, you know, it was written in about 90 AD. We still have those images as our images of heaven, and they are streets of gold, rivers, garden, sparkling city with jeweled walls, pearl gates, a big throne room. God is sitting on the throne with Jesus at his right hand. Angels are surrounding them, protecting them, singing holy, holy, holy. There are white-clad saints and other souls sort of bowing before the throne. So every painting that you've seen of heaven, every traditional image that you have of heaven really comes from the book of Revelation, which is, as you probably know, based in some of the more Jewish apocalyptic visions, like Enoch.
And Daniel.
And Daniel, right. But this is a Christian vision. Right. John, who wrote the book, was a Christian. And what he was saying was, you know, similar to the book of Daniel, you need to believe in Jesus in order to have all of this good stuff that he describes in the end.